I love this town.
Yes, it's that time. And we've got a story today that, right up front, Sally Ann says it reminded her when she was listening to I Love This Town. Now, Sally Ann wrote this in following an I Love This Town, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. So it came while I was on vacation, and I'm just getting to it. But, you know, it reminds me of how timeless these stories are. It doesn't matter. Every day is like this. And that's, I think, the key. For I Love This Town, they are frequently small moments, or seemingly small, but they are such a rich part of the fabric that makes up our lives in small towns. That's why I say I love this town. But you can say about any small town, most of the people in it are going to tell you they love living in a small community. Sally Ann is one of them, and here is her story from her small town of Lucerne in Lake County. Sally Ann writes, "Just listened to the story on I Love This Town that reminded me about a similar thing that happened to my husband yesterday." This would be a couple of weeks ago. Sally Ann writes that he was taking her daughter's cat to the vet, and at the desk, he told the person at the vet's office, "I am bringing Katie Daitoku's cat in." And there's another person in the waiting room who overheard that and said, "Oh, Katie, I know Katie. She's my daughter's teacher. In fact, my daughter also pet sits for her sometimes." Well, my husband turned around and he said, "Oh, you must be Kendall's mom. Kendall pet sits for Katie, and she also pet sits for us sometimes, too." They'd never met. They'd never met Kendall's mom. And he was chatting with her for a few minutes as a result. And about 5 minutes later, another gentleman came in. He brought his dog, his lab, in. And he looked at my husband and went, "Oh, hey, hi. How are you?" Turns out the gentleman with the lab, with the dog, works in Nice Hardware. And Sally Ann writes, "My husband is a frequent customer in there." Love that small community stuff. Heck yeah, Sally Ann. Me too. I love this town.